There was a professor by the name of Vanessa White from Catholic U who teaches ministry and spirituality, decided to do something with her class to show an experiment of how people react. She asked the people in the class to look around and choose a singular color, perhaps the color red, and look all around the room and see all the red that you can see, and take a few minutes to do so. When she had given them sufficient time, she asked them to close their eyes and asked them to begin naming all the things that they had seen in the room that was red. After she did this for a while, she said, "Now tell me all of the blue things you have seen in the room." And no one could come up with an answer because they had focused the whole time on the color red. And she began to explain herself and said, "Many of us are like you in the experiment. We stick on one thing and see only the negative side of things in our world. And if we spend all of our energy looking for the negative side, we miss the opportunity to see God's presence in our life and experience His grace. When we put ourselves into that one thing, we take all the energy into that and miss great opportunities that pass us each day." Bartimaeus is sitting on the roadside. Jesus is leaving Jericho from about 15 miles to Jerusalem. And Bartimaeus knows that Jesus is coming and cries out, "Son of David, have pity on me." And the crowd tries to shut him up because they don't feel he's worthy of Jesus' attention. But that doesn't stop him. He's a man on a mission. His faith has brought him to this moment where he wants Jesus to do something for him. A week ago, James and John wanted Jesus to do something for them. Their egos wanted them to be one on his right and one on his left. Jesus says, "Call him," and all of a sudden, all the crowd is all for Bartimaeus. "Take courage, he's calling you." And he literally throws his cloak away, throwing away the old life, ready to embrace a new life. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Master, I want to see." "Your faith has saved you. Go your way." He doesn't run off. He turns around and follows Jesus on the way. He is one of the true disciples that have recognized who Jesus is and what he is about. And so the question might be, and all of those gathered, from the disciples to the crowd, who is really blind in the story? For three times now, Jesus has told the apostles that he was going to Jerusalem to die, to be arrested by the chief priests and elders. And they refused to believe that, refused to see what Jesus was saying to them. And now comes an innocent bystander whose faith realizes who is coming and cries out to be healed. I wonder what kind of blindness we have in our lives. What is it that keeps us from seeing God clearly in our lives? And once we discover that, are we personable enough to cry out to the Lord, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. I want to see." Or are we stuck in that one color, that we only see one thing in our life? Perhaps we've prayed to the Lord and he hasn't given us what we wanted. Perhaps we are jealous of people around us and we are bitter towards God. Perhaps we are so in tune with ourselves we don't feel we need God. And everything is because we have earned it or deserve it. Perhaps we are envious. Perhaps we are angry. Perhaps we are so tied up in ourselves we can't let others seek forgiveness, and so we hold grudges. There are many ways that we can become blind to the Lord's graces, to his compassion and mercy. And until we humbly let go and ask for healing, we will remain blind to the love of God. That's not what he wants. That's not what he's offering, but that's what we might seek because we are not strong enough to let go. Jesus challenges us to recognize the blindness in our lives and calls us to let go of that and be healed so that we might see the goodness of the Lord, that we might see the goodness of others around us and rejoice in what has been given to us, so that when that happens, we can have a spirit of gratitude to show our appreciation to God for what He has given to us, no matter how small or large it happens to be. For we all have something to be grateful for. We all have something to thank God for the gifts that have been placed in our care. We have been invited by God to this meal of the Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood. And we have the privilege to humbly come before to receive that gift of His body and blood. But as we receive that gift, we are challenged to become more of what we receive, so that we can continue to find ways in gratitude of being Christ for others. Let us throw the cloak of blindness away and embrace the healing power of our Lord. When Jesus cries out, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Master, I want to see."